Proponents of the Northern Edge joint military exercise say Alaska's diversity of landscape and sparse population make it an unrivaled training ground. The joint exercise between the U.S. Navy, Air Force, Army, and Marine Corps has taken place irregularly in spring or summer since 2004. The 2019 training is slated for May 13th through the 24th, but many in coastal communities lining the Gulf of Alaska oppose this timing.
The timing of the bombing, it's right when the Copper River fishery begins, and that's when all five species of salmon are swimming around out in the Gulf, from young fingerlings to adults that we're getting ready to harvest. And all the hooligan out there, the entire Copper River Delta just comes to life.
That's Dune Lankard, co-founder of the Eyak Preservation Council, a nonprofit group based in Cordova aiming to protect salmon habitat and the indigenous Eyak way of life. He says hosting a mid-May simulated war in the Gulf of Alaska defies common sense knowledge.
As an indigenous Eyak Indian with thousands of years of inhabitants in the region, and the fact that we still practice and live a subsistence way of life, and as an active commercial fisherman, there's really no good time to bomb the Gulf of Alaska.
Opponents to the timing of Northern Edge have expressed concern about impacts to fish and marine mammals from planned explosions, underwater sonar, and deposits of hazardous chemicals. Here's Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski urging military officials to work collaboratively with communities to select a date.
We've got 2019 that is in the planning, and what I would ask of you is that you engage with communities around the Gulf of Alaska to collaboratively determine a time for the exercises to take place that will have the least possible risk for negative effect and conflict with the fishery.
In 2011 and 2016, the U.S. Navy released environmental impact statements to evaluate consequences to the Gulf from the exercise. Spanning hundreds of pages, the document admits that the use of sonar and explosives has the potential to disturb certain marine mammals and injure dolls, porpoises. The EIS also restricts certain activities by military vessels, such as requiring them to relocate or postpone activities if birds or mammals are spotted. But Carol Hoover, executive director of the Eyak Preservation Council, says there's no way to be sure.
We do not know if they are really following the specifications of the Marine Mammal Protection Act. But like I said, all the monitors on board are military. There are no non-military monitors on board any of the exercises.
Hoover says her organization objects to the Navy's lack of follow-up research in years past.
That's one of the things the Eyak Preservation Council wants to undertake, if possible. We're looking for support. We're looking for connections. We're looking for collaboration to do really extensive monitoring after the exercises this year.
In years past, Northern Edge has been criticized for its lack of dialogue with local communities. Controversy surrounding the 2015 exercise led to a peaceful protest in Cordova that included over 100 boats. Northern Edge officials did not respond to a request for comment. However, in an emailed statement, Cordova Mayor Clay Copland said that military officials met with city council and community members multiple times before Northern Edge 2017. He said that communication continued throughout 2018 with a community briefing planned for March of this year. Quote, the city agenda schedules were too full in February or the meetings would have happened sooner. Military officials are scheduled to speak at the Alaska Forum on the Environment on Wednesday afternoon to address impacts from Northern Edge and future exercises. Opponents say they'll be in attendance to advocate for protection.
You know, we're not against a well-trained military. That's not our objective here. We just need to protect our Gulf of Alaska.
Reporting from Valdez for KCHU, I'm Shamir Azmath.